farmland controversy. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. We have covered the film Farmland several times, a documentary that gives a first-hand glimpse into the lives of young farmers and ranchers. And the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, which provided financial support for the making of the film, says they hoped the film would spark a conversation about American agriculture. However, Alliance CEO Randy Croats said he didn't expect it to draw such clear lines in the American landscape between those who grow food and those who consume food. For 3 years, Croats says the Alliance has worked to give farmers and ranchers the platform to be heard on their terms through fooddialogues.com, in-person food dialogue events, and the diverse farming and ranching community on Facebook. He says Farmland extended the reach of farmers and ranchers' stories far beyond the walls of the internet and remains true to the film's director's intent to be a character study, not an issues piece. However, some are criticizing the funding the film received from the Alliance, but Croats notes that films are funded every day by organizations with an interest in the subject matter. And although some claim Farmland is an answer to other agriculture and food issues films, Croats says the film is actually an answer to the growing divide in America between consumer and farmer, adding that it's an answer to every farmer who wants to help people understand where food comes from but doesn't know how or where to begin that conversation. He says it's the answer to the fact that a lot of people are talking about farmers and ranchers, yet few are talking to them. Farmland also is the answer to the regional and political divide that separates the U.S., Croats says, an answer that he hopes will bridge that gap between those who live for ag and those who live because of it. Julie Magpeak with Southeast AgNet.